Hello, Tom Castaldi here out on the Heritage Trail. We're on Van Buren Street and we find ourselves at the foot of the St. Mary's River Bridge. It's Guidland Park, and here you'll find more than just one historical marker because it's the site of the first French fort, known as Fort Saint-Philippe or Fort Miami's, built in 1722. This was the first fort that was built as the dream of the French and especially of the renowned 17th century explorer La Salle. They envisioned a wilderness empire that arched through the Great Lakes and the Mississippi River Valley from Quebec to New Orleans. This empire would be firmly anchored on military and trading strongholds and Indian alliances. Because the Maumee-Wabash Portage was the most direct link between New France in the upper Great Lakes and the Mississippi River, the Three Rivers region was particularly important. An outpost at the confluence of the rivers would become a strategically placed stronghold in a string of forts cutting through the heart of the wilderness from the area of Detroit to St. Louis. Other key French forts in present-day Indiana were located in Lafayette, called Ouiatenon, and in Vincennes. However, in the 1740s, tensions between France and England increased greatly over competing trading rights in the Midwestern frontier. In response to the English expansion into the wilderness north of the Ohio River, the French sent several military expeditions to push out the English. In 1747, encouraged by the British, the Wyandotte attacked and burned Fort Saint-Philippe, partially destroying it. The French repaired the fort and used it for another 3 years before moving to a new fortress built a short distance away on the St. Joseph River. Many years later, in 1813, the young United States was at war for the second time with Great Britain, and the second American fort had withstood a siege by a large force of Indians at the stronghold located on East Main Street near the confluence of the rivers. A supply expedition led by Major Joseph Jenkinson was coming to relieve the present commander, Captain Hugh Moore. Major Jenkinson was attacked along the St. Mary's near present-day Guidland Park. After a difficult effort to haul flatboats up the St. Mary's from the supply depots in Ohio, the last boat became stuck on a sandbar off what is now called the Guidland Peninsula. While the boatmen were trying to get free of the sandbar, Indian warriors opened fire from ambush along the riverbank and killed two men outright. A third man drowned trying to escape. When soldiers from the fort reached the scene, the Indians fired again and escaped into the woods. Ironically, the same six-acre site of the first fort was developed as the city's first playground through the efforts of Ady Guidland, after whom the present-day park is named. Ady Guidland, a little woman but a dynamo of energy, was active in the early 1900s women's club movement, which sought to improve communities through the science of home economics for the masses on an urban scale. Ady herself became nationally recognized in what was then called domestic science, and led in such local efforts as the Clean Yard Movement, the Window Screens Movement, and the Women's Christian Temperance Union. She was also prominent in the movement to extend the vote to women and served as the state director of Indiana's Women's Franchise League. Concerned that children had no safe places to play in the first years of the 20th century Fort Wayne, Ady Guidland and several other interested women used their club associations to raise the funds to create a large, safe place for hundreds of children to play, complete with elaborate playground equipment. The playground was located on the site of an abandoned city water pumping station and the very peninsula where nearly two centuries earlier the French had built their first fort. For weeks, Ady personally supervised the grading of the park and the installation of the playground equipment. The playground was divided into a girls' section and a boys' section, with each having numerous swings, seesaws, wading pools, and sandboxes. The park was dedicated on May 20, 1911, and named in honor of the woman who had done so much to make it a reality. All this was swept away, however, in the Great Flood of 1913. You can discover a lot more on the Heritage Trail for yourself by getting your free self-guided tour map available at Arch at 437 East Berry at the corner of Berry and Clay Streets, or by going online at archfw.org. We're all out of time for now. This is Tom Castaldi, and I look forward to being with you next time on the Heritage Trail.